Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. A very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. As always, it is a real treat to be with you and to share some wisdom. And today I know the wisdom that I have to share is going to touch the hearts of those that are feeling exhausted, hung out like a sponge, but feel this pressure inside to keep pushing forward and to keep performing. This particular episode is something that I have experienced myself, and I guide a lot of men and women through this. And I think a lot of people are actually quietly wrestling with this pull, this push-pull feeling inside, even if you don't quite understand the language of it yet. And my intention is to share some information with you to see if you can identify yourself within this, and to offer some tips and tools to help you as you navigate through this space. So this is really for anybody who is consciously wanting to better themselves, consciously wanting to grow, who's willing to show up, who's willing to do the work, who's willing to take action, who's willing to set and achieve goals, who's willing to do the journaling, who's willing to eat well, move your body, vision board, trying to live a healthy life in mind and body and spirit. This is for you. So if you can tick one or all of the above, this is definitely for you. Because on the surface, all of that looks amazing. All of that looks really healthy. And in many ways, it actually is. But there's a deeper conversation missing, I believe, from mainstream growth space. And that's what I want to speak to today. And this is the quiet, uncomfortable tension between pushing forward and taking action and burning yourself out. Pushing forward, taking action and burning yourself out, and feeling like this perpetual cycle where you don't really feel like you're getting very far, even though you're expending a huge amount of energy. So we're going to be talking about the difference between discipline and devotion, between that feeling of growth and then that feeling of guilt. And this does affect men and women. Although I do want to say from the outset, I do notice some of these patterns more often in women because of how we have been conditioned. But the underlying pattern, it shows up across the board. And it's that feeling of, well, I'm just not showing up the way that I meant to, and maybe comparing yourself to somebody else. Well, look what they're doing. Like, they seem to be showing up and getting really good results, and then comparing their posts or their followers or their emails or whether they've written a book or what podcast they might have been on, and you get lost in that and feeling like you're then falling behind or feeling like you're not doing enough, and then thinking, well, that, you know, I know this stuff, like, why am I not doing this stuff? And that can be a real battle inside of our minds, and that in itself is depleting, let alone everything else that comes with that. So I want to slow all of this down today so we can look beneath the surface of this and look at what is really going on for many in this space. And I believe that this isn't really because you lack motivation. This isn't because you lack dedication. This isn't because you lack willingness. It isn't because you're lazy. It isn't because you lack commitment. It isn't because you lack drive. You have many of those things. It's a conversation about how. It's the how we take action and what we're using to fuel that action. This is what the real conversation is about. And this is something that I see all the time. I have lived experience of it myself. Two people could be doing exactly the same thing. They could be doing the same routine, the same habits, eat the same. That kind of almost have that same level of output, but internally they may be having two completely different experiences and receiving completely different results, because one of those people are taking action from alignment, the other is taking action from pressure. One feels expanded, the other just feels constricted. one feels alive and creative and inspiring, and the other one just feels exhausted, depleted, and resentful. And from the outside, you can't really tell the difference. And this is where I want to introduce a very clear distinction that feels really important. And this is about action versus rest, but also seeing some action equals self-betrayal. Because discipline isn't actually the problem here. Consistency isn't the problem. Structure isn't the problem. Willingness isn't the problem. The problem is when action becomes a way of overriding yourself, overriding your needs, overriding your inner cries, overriding your exhaustion. And when consistency becomes self-monitoring, when growth quietly turns into self-policing or self-surveillance, this is when it can become problematic. So from the outside, it might look like dedication and devotion, but on the inside, it feels like pushing and forcing. So same behaviors, but very different energetic costs. And an important part of this conversation is then looking at the burnout that comes with that. So burnout actually doesn't usually come from doing too much. In my experience, it comes from doing things whilst ignoring the internal signals, pushing your body when it's asking to slow down, when it's asking to pause, forcing routines when your nervous system is just asking for breathing space and flow and a bit of safety, and showing up from fear of falling behind rather than that feeling of loving what you're doing, that desire, that genuine, playful desire to move forward. Now, burnout is definitely not a failure of effort at all, quite the opposite, actually. But it's a breakdown in your relationship with yourself. And this is where I think it's really important that we listen up and we get really honest with ourselves. So you can ask yourself as you're listening to this, am I taking action because it feels exciting? It feels aligned. It feels alive. It feels like a hell yeah in my body. Or am I taking action because I'm scared of what will happen if I stop? I'm scared of all the things that will start to change or perhaps fall apart around me if I stop. Because for many people, taking action has actually become a coping strategy, a way to feel safe, a way to feel worthy, a way to feel in control, and so many other things. And when action is being driven by this energy, the body always ends up paying a price. And this really, really super, super annoying feeling of push pull that happens, you know, that part that's saying, well, I need to keep going. I need to show up. If I stop, everything will fall apart. But at the same time, another part of you is quietly crying out for you to stop, just to be able to rest, just to be able to breathe, just to be able to heal and find your feet. Because actually underneath it, you're just absolutely shattered. And perhaps feeling a little bit lost with that as well, because maybe you're doing all of these things that you used to do and you're forcing yourself to do now because you don't know anything different. And the fear of that in itself drives you even more. And that inner conflict is exhausting in itself. So you're not going to be tired just from doing. So all that output, you're going to be tired from being torn in two as well, because that is incredibly exhausting in itself. One part is trying to protect the future, the growth, the forward movement, the momentum. And the other part is trying to protect your body. It's trying to protect your nervous system. It's trying to protect the parts of you that have been running on empty, probably for far too long. And this is, like I said in the beginning, this is especially true for women. But like I said, men also experience this too. But many women learn early on that being good means certain things. It means being reliable. It means putting other people's needs first. It means being consistent in showing up for other people. It means putting yourself at the bottom of the pile. It means containing your emotions, showing up. It means like being super helpful, being the good girl, being low maintenance. And rest was just like unheard of in most cases, but also potentially like this indulgent luxury. And yeah, it can feel like slowing down is like super inconvenient because there's stuff to do. The way that I remembered feeling about this was I've created this huge engine and I have to put coal in the engine. Otherwise, the engine will stop. And if the engine stops, I cannot say what's going to happen beyond that. So fear just kept me moving forward and exhausting my mind and body. And listening to your body may have been programmed that it's something that you do after everything else was taken care of. But you might find that you never get to the bottom of the list of the things that need to be taken care of. So you never, ever get to the part, you, that needs to be taken care of in order to run everything else. So when women step into their healing, when they step into their wellness, spirituality, whatever you want to call it, these patterns, they don't just magically disappear. They seem to change form in many ways. So wellness now becomes another performance. Healing just becomes another thing to do on your to-do list. So you've already got a massive to-do list and now we're adding things on to the to-do list. Spirituality can, for some, become another place where you have to prove your worth. You're no longer trying to be a good daughter, partner, employee. You're now trying to be a good, healed person. You're trying to take the higher ground. You're trying to be, and you're trying to rise above things. So all we're doing is moving the issue or the problem, if you like, from one paradigm, from one part of our life rather into another. So we're never actually experiencing relief from that. And in some of my previous episodes, you may have heard me talking about that feeling of just being in a rocking chair. You're just oscillating forward and backwards, never ever really making any forward movement because all we're doing is just moving the problems that we have around. So we experience temporary relief and then we're back into it again. So when you don't do the journaling, when you don't go for the walk or do your yoga or train your body, when you don't eat in the way that you had planned to eat and that you wanted to eat, when you don't meditate or when you don't do your vision board, you'll notice that the guilt hits you really fast because self-care has quietly turned into that self-surveillance and that self-policing. That's exhausting. I'm exhausted even thinking about it. So this is a really important reframe. Most people aren't burnt out because they're lazy or undisciplined. They're burnt out because they're resisting themselves. They're doing things whilst internally, the body's saying no. They're pushing while something inside is asking just for a slower pace, for some rest, and they're overriding the signals in the name of safety or in the name of progress. And that resistance, when you resist yourself in this way, that in itself takes enormous amount of energy. So yeah, you can be doing all the right things and still feel depleted. You can be doing all the right things and still feel exhausted because your system does not feel safe in how you are doing them. It's the energy you come from which determines where you're going. So I think it's important to be clear that, yeah, action is really sacred and movement is so important. And growth, it does absolutely require your active participation. It requires your engagement in the process, of course. So this is definitely not an anti-action episode. This is about action, but with fine attunement. And that, my friend, includes listening. I'm not talking about listening to your inner critic, to that voice that's panicking about falling behind. I'm talking about listening to that quieter signal underneath that shows up in the heaviness in your body, the tightness in your chest, that kind of bone deep tiredness, the sense that you're wrung out like a sponge. You got nothing left to give. That's what I'm talking about. Listening to your body's cues instead of overriding them and making every excuse why you can't stop and look after yourself. So this is about learning not to treat yourself like a machine that needs to be managed. You're checking in, if you like, rather than checking off. So like that to-do list. You're asking yourself, periodically what's actually needed right now. What am I feeling? What do I need? Instead of what's the next step? What's the next action plan? So it's more about a relationship built on self-love, awareness, self-respect, not a relationship built on pushing and forcing and demanding. And this is where the distinction lives. Listening and forcing can look exactly the same on the outside. Exactly the same. They can feel very, very different on the inside, though. Forcing is when you take action whilst overriding yourself, pushing through the heaviness, pushing through the exhaustion, that kind of martyrdom, if you like, or pushing through resistance because you think that you have to. It's driven mainly by the fear of losing momentum, feeling of everything falling apart, like I mentioned, fear of letting people down. But what you let yourself down in the meantime, you send a subconscious message that other people are more important to me. I don't matter as much as other people. And we wonder why we have manifestation blocks. It's because the very way that we are showing up in our reality are feeding the limiting beliefs even more, which is why we feel we then have to work even harder to achieve our dreams and our goals. Listening, on the other hand, has the opposite effect. It feels much more expansive in the body. It's checking in with your emotional state. It's checking in with your body before you push, noticing the signals instead of trampling all over them or steamrolling them. It's about letting your emotions and your nervous system have a say in how you move through your life. And this is the difference that makes a difference when it comes to living a happy, healthy, prosperous, and abundant life. So listening, it doesn't always mean stopping either, by the way. Sometimes listening also says, right, now it's time to move and let's get this done. Sometimes it says rest. Sometimes it says change the pace or change the plan. The difference is that when you listen, you stay in a very healthy, respectful, and loving relationship with yourself. And when you force, you override all of that. And over time, forcing always, always costs more energy than it gives back. So some days is going to look like today, recording my podcast, doing my workout this morning, sorting out a couple of drawers and cupboards that I've been wanting to sort out for a little while, getting a couple of things off my admin to-do list, playing with the dogs, training the dogs, walking the dogs. But other days it may look like completely canceling some of my plans, all of my plans. It may look like resting. It may look like sitting in front of the fire or putting on a film. It may look like afternoon naps. It may look like me letting my body lead instead of pushing and forcing. So it's choosing that quiet over the output. And sometimes it looks like something in between all of that. It's exactly the same devotion. It's a different expression. And this is where so much shame can dissolve. Because consistency doesn't have to mean doing the same thing every single day, which is boring in itself. Consistency can mean responding and listening rather than forcing, leading quietly and beautifully rather than pushing and policing. So let me ask you a couple of questions. What if rhythm matters more than the routine itself? What if sustainable growth comes from listening and not forcing? Because chances are, if you've listening to this and you've been forcing and pushing, it may not have been working for you the way that you had hoped. In fact, you could ask yourself, how is this working for me? And what if slowing down isn't about stepping back, but it's more about a recalibration? Because in my experience, the most fulfilled, relaxed, prosperous, and magnetic people are the ones that are not rigidly pushing and forcing themselves every single day. They move when it's time to move. They pause when it's time to pause. They listen when it's time to listen. They lead themselves with love, with kindness, with compassion, and with respect. They definitely don't use shame and guilt as a motivator either. So a lot of daily habits, in fact, the daily habits culture is built very much on a masculine energetic structure. So it's that kind of linear progress. It's that constant output. It's that forward motion. It's the minimal kind of fluctuation from routine. It's doing the thing, it's ticking the box, it's keeping going. And that energy definitely has its place. It builds, it creates, it can do amazing things. But not everybody lives predominantly in that energetic orientation 24/7. It's impossible. And even those that do, and I was there, they do so, but it comes with a cost. And mine came with the cost of my physical health. So whether you're masculine or feminine, whether you're male or female listening to this, masculine or feminine, however you identify, you'll have a little bit of each within you. And it's important to understand that feminine energy within each and every one of us, it moves and it flows very differently. It's cyclical rather than linear. It works in waves and in seasons and in rhythms and in flows. Energy rises, it falls, it stops, it goes somewhere in between. Clarity comes, it goes. Peace comes, it goes. Creativity needs this because it needs that space to breathe before it can then flow again. And when we push ourselves, when we shoehorn ourselves into these rigid structures, we lose all those beautiful gifts that we have access to. So when someone is more feminine led and tries to live inside that rigid box, if you like, those linear structures without honoring their own rhythm, something within them starts to then break down, feeling depleted, energy drops, joy just disappears, intuition just goes quiet, and then they might blame themselves, thinking there's something wrong with them, blame the world, thinking there might be something outside. And remember, the issue isn't often the discipline, it's not the motivation, it's not the commitment, it's a mismatch of energy. So like I say, this does apply to men as well, especially men who were taught that rest equals weakness, or that slowing down means losing this momentum. When masculine energy never softens and keeps pushing forwards, keeps yielding, never listens, the body eventually forces some kind of a pause. So in a nutshell, this is learning when to lead with structure and when to lead with compassion and sensitivity, when to push yourself forward and when to yield, when to act decisively, and when to listen compassionately and deeply. Because real power is not choosing one energy over the other. It's knowing how to work with both. So I want to leave you with a couple of reflections to sit with. And this isn't about fixing anything. This is just about having awareness and just noticing. Where in your life has discipline become disconnection for you? Whether that's because you want to manage your health, you want to manage your weight, you want to manage anything. When has your discipline and your rigidity become disconnection from yourself and from your family and those that you love? And where is it that you're taking action to feel good enough, to feel accepted, to feel safe, rather than to feel alive and good enough and at peace with yourself? And what would consistency look like if it included listening and not just the doing? For those of you interested, I have created a guide which is called Your Energetic Reset, and I've listed so many things in there that have really helped me to get to the point where I know when to move and when to listen, when to take aligned action, and when to slow down and take that sacred pause. So you can download that on my website completely free of charge. And my intention is to help give you some signposts to help you find the right direction for you. And if you're listening to this episode and you're thinking, you know what, so-and-so, like with Aunt Sally or Bob, or could really do with listening to this right now, then please share this episode with them. I think sometimes these conversations land exactly at the time and when they're exactly meant to. And you never, ever know what this might open for somebody else. So thank you as always for being here, for listening. Absolutely love sharing this wisdom with you, and none of this exists without you. And if you're at the point where you wouldn't mind taking a bit of a deeper dive and you want to reach out and find out a little bit more about one-to-one coaching, then do give me a message on email or social media. So email solara@solarastar.com and just reach out on social media and we can arrange a time to have a chat. But for now, take care. Thank you again for your time and presence. And I very, very much look forward to being back with you same time next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.